And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Pudge. It's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Jack Haley.
Jackie Earl Haley? Rodman's buddy, wasn't he?
Yes, our headliner at Ticket Stock, Dennis Rodman's best friend on the Bulls.
And he ended up, I think, at San Antonio one year, didn't he? Because he hung out with him and kept him straight on the road.
Right.
Y'all got to ask about that tomorrow.
Jack Haley. Rodman is our headline guest at Ticket Stock, and he's also now an author. He's written a children's book, Dennis the Wild Bull. He says it's about a bunch of bulls who accept a wild bull for who he is. We'll ask him about that, too.
A bull with multicolored hair and...
and is bisexual.
Strange piercings and stuff like that.
Doesn't shower.
In football news, the Raiders have removed almost 10,000 seats from the Oakland Coliseum, which will reduce capacity to a league low 53,000, which the Raiders think will help them avoid TV blackouts.
Man.
My, how a once mighty organization has fallen. Al Davis died just in time.
Won't do much for revenue.
No, it won't, but at least people will be able to watch their games, I guess, on TV.
Yeah.
Who decomposed the most while they were alive, Al Davis or that J. Howard Marshall? Both of them looked like they were just falling apart.
I would say Al Davis because I think he was younger.
Really? Oh, yeah, J. Howard Marshall was in his 90s, right? But Al Davis basically had leprosy or something.
If Al had made it to
his
90s...
would fall off.
I smell a disaster brewing in Philadelphia. Chip Kelly is trying to turn the Eagles into the Ducks. Kelly's going to run the Oregon offense. Yesterday, they signed former Oregon quarterback Dennis Dixon to a two-year deal. Also, Kelly has hired a sports science coordinator. He's got an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, and a sports science coordinator, Sean Hulls, who trains Navy SEALs. And he's going to be in charge of whipping the Eagles into shape by virtue of his counter-football culture methods. Next step will be Philly changing to a more Oregon-looking helmet and uniform, I predict. Most of the NFL mock drafts are now agreeing on the Cowboys pick, at least by position. Everybody has Dallas taking a lineman. NFL Network has Dallas taking Ezekiel Ansah, defensive end from BYU. NFL Post has them taking Chance Warmack, the guard from Bama.
Chance Warmack.
I like him.
Gil Brandt has his old team taking Eric Fisher, the offensive tackle from Central Michigan.
The late, the great Gil Brandt.
No, he's still alive.
Sporting News says Dallas will pick Sharif Floyd, defensive tackle from Florida. Super Bowl Nation has the Cowboys taking Lane Johnson, the offensive tackle from OU. USA Today says Jonathan Jenkins, the Georgia defensive tackle. CBS Sports says Kawan Short, the defensive tackle from Purdue. All of this, of course, means that Jerry will take a running back from Arkansas.
Jerry.
Check with Jerry on that.
Despite just coming out of a lockout, the NHL has raised ticket prices. In fact, for the second straight season, the NHL has raised ticket prices more than the NFL, NBA, or Major League Baseball. The average price for a non-premium seat at an NHL game is $61, up 6% from last year. An NFL ticket is still the most expensive, averaging $78 a seat. The NBA averages $50 a seat, and the typical Major League Baseball ticket is $27. However, the ticket price hike has not negatively impacted attendance. Despite the lockout, NHL crowds are up 1% this season, averaging 17,455 a contest.
That's impressive stuff.
It's a pretty gutsy maneuver, but I guess they knew that they have their audience. They're going to pay it.
Mm-hmm. The toughest woman in the world may be Swedish golfer Daniela Holmqvist.
Hot?
Not bad, although you probably wouldn't want her in this condition, Gordon. Playing in a qualifying event for the Australian Open last weekend, she felt a sharp pain, looked down at her leg, and saw that she had been bitten by a black widow spider. The leg immediately started to swell, and she snapped into action. She used a tee to puncture the bite area and then squeezed the venom out of her leg. That was on the fourth hole, and Holmqvist kept playing. She finished out her round, shooting a 74. She did miss qualifying by four shots. and then she went to the hospital.
I question this story.
Most golfers would have so quit when that happens.
Well, I'm questioning whether it was a black widow spider.
Oh, it was.
What was it?
It's in custody.
Being questioned.
And our African-American men are dying too young. We need to do better health care there. I mean, I feel bad.
I think she's the toughest black woman in the world. Or one of them.
I think so, too.
She's lying.
Dead on this day, still dead, in a very freaky turn of events, the men who played Dr. Henry Blake in both versions, movie MASH and TV MASH, died one day apart in 1996. McLean Stevenson, the great McLean Stevenson,
yes,
died on February 15th, 1996. He was Colonel Blake in the TV series. And Roger Bowen, who was the movie's Henry Blake, died the very next day, February 16th, 1996. Because of this, Bowen's family did not report his death to the media until a week later so that he wouldn't be overshadowed by McLean Stevenson and just be dismissed as some garbled version of Stevenson's obituary.
Wow. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to request that my obituary be delayed a week from Giorgio's.
That means you're going to die on the same day.
A murder-suicide going on here or something?
Oh, yeah. That's my plan. Yeah, I've already got all that mapped out.
Never happened.
For you fans of the band The Eagles, there's going to be a two-part documentary airing this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night on Showtime. It's called History of the Eagles, and it will feature extensive interviews with Don Henley and Glenn Frey, who also gave the filmmakers permission to talk to friends, family members, rivals, and bandmates past and present.
Interested?
That'll be cool.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why did they have to give permission?
I don't know. They just did?
Seems like the reporters, they can do whatever they want. They can talk to whoever they want. Yeah, I understand Don Henley's going to be wearing a Ticket t-shirt during all of his interviews.
He's a huge P1.
Huge P1, Dallas guy, loves us. Are the Eagles so controversial, by the way?
I don't know. I love them.
The Hardline's turned on them for some reason.
I think there's such greatness.
I know tons of people that have really hot sports opinions about how horrible and sucky and stoopy go away that the Eagles are. And I'm like, I guess I don't understand. If you don't like them, then it's just like, oh, well, they're the Eagles. You know, and you just don't really have an opinion on them. But people have strong opinions about the Eagles.
They're the best-selling American band of all time.
Right.
I think they've produced
quality of work is
50
tremendous.
Great songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. Two stories from the Family on Family Crime Department. 28-year-old twin brothers Eric and Sean Hale were both arrested in Manchester, Connecticut after fighting each other at a hotel and later at a residence. Police say a 27-year-old woman was openly dating both men.
And she know it?
And that Sean thought it was his turn and asked Eric for privacy. Eric begged to differ about whose turn it was, and they got into a big fight.
Classy.
And Timothy Crabtree, 45 years old, of Rogersville, Tennessee, was arrested and charged with stabbing his 21-year-old son, Brandon, in an argument over who would get the last beer in the house.
Oh, that is the trashiest
who got that last beer?
Argument between father and son. Did you guys ever argue with your dad over beer?
No.
Did you ever have a beer with your dad? I bet you Giorgio did.
Yeah. As a kid or as an adult?
As an adult.
Yes.
Really?
I mean, you know, out to dinner and we all order a beer.
Why is that so unusual?
Well, I guess I grew up a Baptist preacher's son, so. Yeah.
That would be a little unusual.
Yeah. That'd be unusual, yeah.
Although we did have a whiskey together in Scotland one time. It was like my dad was like saying, well, I'm in Scotland.
And you have to.
Yeah. It was like, that was big doings for a Baptist preacher. I'm sure he doesn't appreciate me talking about it on the air.
And finally, a golfer finished his round, and after arriving home, got into the shower just as his wife is finishing up her shower. Then the doorbell rings. The wife quickly wraps herself in a towel and runs downstairs. When she opens the door, there stands Bob, her husband's golfing buddy. Before she says a word, Bob says, I'll give you $800 to drop that towel. After thinking for a moment, the woman drops her towel and stands naked in front of Bob. After a few seconds, Bob hands her $800 and leaves. The woman wraps back up in the towel, goes back upstairs. When she gets to the bathroom, her husband asks, who was that? She says, it was Bob, your golf buddy. Great, says the husband. Did he say anything about the $800 he owes me from today's round?
I knew it. What a day.
Yes.
That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, nominated for 6 Oscars, including Big Strong Jeremy for Best Supporting Actress.
Oh. Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting.
Really low voice.
We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Wait till you see my dress.
Thank you, Junior. 7:53 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.